From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Tomorrow, businesses in California are going to get guidance on reopening. That will be from the governor at noon. Today, jumping ahead of the state, the Yuba Sutter Mall is going to reopen for business. Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about this in the press conference yesterday.
They're putting their public at risk. They're putting our progress at risk. We've been clear about that. Well aware of those examples. These are exceptions. These are real exceptions. The overwhelming majority of Californians are playing by the rules, doing the right thing.
So the Yuba Sutter Mall will be open today from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. On the phone is Gary Bradford, Yuba County District 4 Supervisor. And Supervisor Bradford, thanks for joining us today on Insight.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the mall opening today and businesses opening earlier this week. Tell me about the two counties taking this step forward ahead of the governor.
Sure. So our local health officer evaluated conditions on the ground, and her stay-at-home order was set to expire this last Sunday. And so prior to its expiration, we worked diligently to come up with a science and risk-based approach on what we could reopen in the two counties. That was released late last week and went into effect on Monday. It allows things, lower risk businesses with modifications to open, includes things like restaurants, retailers, athletic fields, playgrounds, hair and nail salons, malls, gyms, libraries, parks, those kinds of things. Things that are not allowed to open under the new local order are schools, contact sports like baseball, football, basketball, any kind of concerts, theaters, museums, bars, and nightclubs, any mass gatherings of more than 10 people, such as religious, sports, political, entertainment, and business gatherings. So we really wanted to take a rational and science-based approach to starting to get, back to normal to the extent possible at this point in time.
Why not wait? If the governor is announcing some guidelines tomorrow and saying some businesses across the state will be able to open to some degree on Friday, why not wait?
You know, I think that's a fair question and a great question. And I will say that the governor's announcement about that, I believe, came on Tuesday this week. And our announcement occurred last Friday. And so really, it was a timing issue. Had we known that the governor was going to make that announcement, then I think, we may have taken a little bit of a different approach. We certainly, I will say that we paid very close attention to both state and federal guidelines for reopening and criteria, and based our decision and our updated order on those guidelines.
So I'm reading some of the comments from the Yuba Sutter health officer, and it includes this one. COVID-19 is dangerous and scary, but it is not the only health issue. We cannot wait for a vaccine without seeing extreme economic damage done to our community, and the consequences of waiting will be additional health concerns. Can you give me more context to the discussions you're having in your county about the waiting to open being a specific health risk?
Sure. Sure. Well, first, I would say that I think we all agree, or at least most of us agree, and certainly the leaders in Yuba Sutter agree that COVID-19 is a real threat, has been and still is a real threat to the public health of our community. There's no doubt in that. It's a very serious virus and, has serious implications in our community. But the other side of that coin is, having a stay-at-home order is also a public health threat from the standpoint of, individuals who stay in their house might have physical or mental health challenges as a result of that stay-at-home order. Obviously, the economic impact not only has, an impact on the economy directly and people's livelihoods, but that also spills over into public health. If you're unemployed, if you don't have income, you certainly have additional stress that plays into mental health. If you have no income, you have to make a choice about whether maybe to buy food or to buy medicine or to go see the doctor. And so those all have serious public health ramifications as well. And so I think what we're looking at locally is really a balance. How do you balance the health dangers on both sides of that coin? And we believe based on what we were seeing here in Yuba Sutter, low case count, low death slow number of deaths. In addition to over 3.5 weeks of a decline of a line of declining or flat new cases, essentially we had flattened the curve, and so we believe that now is the time to move forward with a science and risk based approach to the next phase of recovery.
Can I understand a little better something you just said? You talked about the stay-at-home orders being a health risk, and then we also have the economic risk. Was the issue of the stay-at-home orders and people staying at home an even higher priority than the economics of a business needing to reopen?
You know, I will say that depends on the time, right? So I would say that, when the stay-at-home orders went into place, absolutely. The bigger risk was not having those in place and having exponential spread of COVID-19 in our communities and having our hospital system overwhelmed. And so that's why the stay-at-home orders went into place. Like I said, the risk of the spread of COVID-19 has not gone away, but we have been able to do things like flatten the curve, increase testing capacity, increase our hospital surge capacity, increase our ability to do contact tracing, all things that when the stay-at-home orders went into place, we didn't have that. And so we really weren't able to respond in the way that we are now.
I'm talking with Gary Bradford. He's the Yuba County District 4 supervisor. The Yuba Sutter Mall will open today. What's the plan? What protocol is in place for the mall?
Yeah, so we have available both on the Sutter County and Yuba County coronavirus website. We have specific protocols that all businesses can follow, and in fact, it guides them through a process of what they can do to help protect their employees and their customers. They have to fill out that protocol document, and they have to post it where it can be viewed by the public. And then actually, we do have a compliance task force locally that will follow up on businesses and help with educating them if they're not following that process.
Well, I understand that information might be posted, but somebody may have just heard the mall's going to be open today. So they drive their car, park at the mall, and walk into the mall. And then what? Is everything the same as it was weeks before the shutdown?
No, absolutely not. Some of the, the businesses that are allowed to reopen have to do so with modifications. So in retail establishments, that means limiting the number of people that are in the store at one time, having markers on the ground where people tend to queue up that are 6 feet apart. The employees need to wear masks. And in the case of most retail establishments in the county, the customers are all supposed to wear masks. And the retail establishments can enforce that. I know of a restaurant here in Yuba Sutter where the restaurant owner made sure that until people were seated, they were wearing masks and wouldn't let them in to dine unless they had a mask. And so we're really dependent on both our community and our businesses to help enforce social distancing and hope, help lower the risk of spread in our community.
You've been pretty active, Supervisor Bradford, on Twitter and other places about reminding people that different businesses do have different rules. For example, masks are required at Walmart and other places as well. I guess it's a good idea right now to carry a mask or a face covering with you anywhere you go in Yuba or Sutter County, correct?
Yes, I keep mine in my glove box of my car, and pretty much any time I get out of my car and go into a business, I put my mask on. I think we're working on making sure the public really understands the order, but the order in Yuba and Sutter County says that anytime you are in public and you are not able to maintain social distancing at all times, that you are required to wear a mask. And so some people interpret that differently, obviously. And so a lot of people might think, well, if I go into Walmart, I can stay 6 feet away from everyone. I don't need to wear a mask. When the reality is, when you're in Walmart, the entire time you're in Walmart, it's unlikely that you will remain 6 feet away from every single person in the store. And so therefore, a mask is required. And so we want to just make sure our community is educated about that and they understand really the practical implications of the order. And I think your suggestion to just keep a mask with you is exactly what people should do.
So the governor said yesterday that in Yuba and Sutter counties, you are making a mistake, that you're putting your public at risk. How do you respond to what he said?
Well, I would say that we remain focused on the totality of health and well-being in our communities. We've kind of talked about that totality of health, and, you know, we stand by our science-based approach to phasing in the partial reopening of our counties. The choice we made, was certainly not done because of political pressure or anything like that. It was done because of the conditions here in our communities. It was done because we have flattened the curve. It was done because we've increased our testing capacity. We increased it by 600% just last Monday. We've prepared additional hospital surge capacity, and we also have contact tracing online. We fully believe that with the additional testing and with the reopening that we will see additional cases of COVID-19 in our community. The testing alone, increase in testing alone would cause that. However, we are closely monitoring hospitalizations, and that is the metric that we'll be following to see the impact of this on our community. And we are certainly prepared if, hospital capacity starts to become an issue to return to a stay-at-home order for the protection of our community.
So one thing the governor didn't say is that there's any type of enforcement on the ground, any law enforcement, any other citation. He basically verbally said this is the wrong thing to be doing. Had there been some sort of enforcement built into this, do you think the plans might have changed?
As far as state enforcement or as far as local enforcement?
Well, he seems to be directing counties to be able to oversee most of what's happening on their own. So I don't know what type of state enforcement there would have been, but he's not been imposing this along the way. Had there been a stronger state mandate with some sort of oversight to it, would Yuba and Sutter counties have pulled back?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure of the answer to that, given that we haven't been in that situation. I will tell you that locally we have been and continue to enforce our local order, and we have used law enforcement to do that as necessary. So if we have businesses that were, operating outside of our local orders, our local stay-at-home order, we would have conversations with them. Of course, our first approach is always to educate businesses and allow them to come into compliance. And in a few cases, if businesses are unable or unwilling to do that, then there have been consequences to that.
So one last question for you, Supervisor Bradford. When do you anticipate that all the businesses in both counties are going to be fully open? And even with modifications and safety protocols, everything will be open for business as people want to enjoy it?
I think that's a... unfortunately, an impossible question to answer in this time. Both the president and the governor have laid out kind of a phased approach to reopening. The county is looking at that as well. It's really based on risk and metrics. And, I know San Luis Obispo, for example, has a plan that they've published. And one of the things in their plan says, based on where we are in Yuba Sutter today, that 30 days from now, if you don't see a spike in hospitalizations, would be the time to maybe look at increasing gatherings from 10 to 50. So that certainly doesn't open businesses, like theaters or large gatherings like larger churches and, various entertainment venues like concerts and things like that. So, I think those things are really quite a while off, and it's hard to speculate when that would be. Certainly not days or weeks. I think we will measure that in months.
Well, you have helped us with a lot of information today. I so much appreciate you joining us. And it's a big day there with a mall, the first mall in the state, reopening from 11 to 7. So I look forward to talking with you again about all the changes that are happening in your counties.
Great. Thanks again for having me online.
Thanks very much. That is Gary Bradford, Yuba County's District 4 Supervisor. Stages of reopening will continue to happen in other places. Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento says it's going to reopen for curbside pickup from stores on Friday. And again, we're going to hear more guidelines from the state tomorrow at noon. You can hear that press conference live here on CAP Radio. Meanwhile, some businesses and agencies have actually been going gangbusters during the shutdown. Have you made a trip, by the way, to the landfill. It seems that people are cleaning closets, cleaning garages. They're looking for a place to put all the stuff. They're getting rid of a lot. On the phone right now is Lori Slothauer with Sacramento County Waste Management and Recycling. Hi, Lori. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So waste management is an essential service, but can you back up what I just said about people really taking to it right now?
Well, yes, we can. We thought with a stay-at-home order we'd see less traffic, but that has not been the case. We're averaging about 700 cars a day at Kiefer Landfill. 500 is a lot more typical. Now, it's true, every spring we see an uptick in customers, but this is beyond just spring cleaning.
I heard that there were two lanes of traffic in and out of the landfill this last weekend.
Well, we're constantly looking at ways to get people in and out of there as quickly, safely, and efficiently as possible. So if they see traffic starting to back up, they'll try to add lanes, keep people moving.
What's happening with curbside pickup service?
I am happy to report it has continued to go on as scheduled. We continue to do residential waste collection pickup, green waste pickup, and recycling. And we're still doing bulky waste pickups. There's a little bit of a delay, but that's kind of true every spring.
Okay, I know there's no enforcement right now of CRV, the California Redemption Value. And most everybody knows about the carry-out bag ban being suspended, that single use. What else is important to know if I'm cleaning my garage or ready to dump some stuff that's been piled up in the backyard? What do I pay attention to during this unusual shutdown time?
Well, we do recommend customers of Sacramento County Waste Management consider scheduling a bulky waste pickup. You know, where you can just leave a pile in front of your driveway can be about as big as it takes to fill the top of a pickup truck bed. Just to avoid that trip to the landfill, our workers are essential. They're like grocery workers and UPS drivers. So if you can do it that way, if you can wait, we'd recommend it. If you are going to the landfill, just be aware that there'll be some delays. It's a very, very busy time of year. Customer traffic at Kiefer Landfill is up about 25%. So just be prepared to wait a little bit. We're still open the same hours as we ever were. We are open 7 days a week. Earlier in the year or last year, Sundays used to be the slow day. Now every day is busy.
One more note about household hazardous waste issues and that facility. What falls under that category that's important to know?
Please read our website for a list of what's acceptable and what's not. And we also have a specific hours for that. Well, let me back up on that one.
Are you checking the website?
Oh, darn. Being caught on the fly, they just please check our website.
Yeah,
our household hazardous waste site is open, same hours. We are an essential service.
I say that just because people have cans of paint or some other types of cleaners or things that shouldn't go to the landfill. And so the things we're talking about, Lori, apply in every county to check the website, to check the list of
yes.
hours, that kind of thing. I think the general point is just that it's really busy right now. So be prepared for a wait anytime that you go out, but you are open.
Yes. And we want to make sure everyone is safe, our employees and our customers. So we are open 7 days a week. Just be prepared for a little delay.
All right. Thanks so much, Lori. Take care. I'm glad you could join us today.
Okay. Thank you.
Lori Slothauer is with Sacramento County Waste Management. We're going to take a break. Standing by is Sacramento County's Dr. Peter Bielenson. He has guidance or at least discussion on this matter of face masks. We'll talk with him about that and more coming up next. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.